Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The LA County Department of Public Health loves bureaucracy, doesn't it? It loves rules. It loves to just sit in a room and make arbitrary rules about things. And getting the vaccine out there is no different. It's come out that there have been clinics that have actually thrown away vaccines at the end of the day, because that's what the county says they should do, that they can only vaccinate people on the priority list in the correct order of the tiers, phases, and all of it. Steve Gregory joins us now. It looks like Janice Hahn's pissed off about this, huh, Steve?
Yeah, that's right. I had a nice little chat with her about it yesterday, and we talked a lot about the fact that there are reports coming in that, just as you said, Shannon, that there are some clinics and there are some hospitals and places that as soon as they run out for the day or people don't show up, they simply toss the doses. And it could be anywhere from like 2 doses to 7 doses to 10 doses. And that's why, like LA City Fire Department, for instance, they found out that some of the doses that they would have, because their paramedics are now authorized to administer the doses. And at the end of the day, instead of throwing them out, the city firefighters would call up LAPD down the street and say, hey, you know, some of your frontline officers, you know, do they need the shot? Get them over here. And so there was no waste at all. I talked to the LA County Sheriff's Department, same thing. Their medical people, you know, they're supposed to be administering to people that are interacting with inmates and medical personnel, and they're doing the same thing. They're finding people within their own organization to make sure that no drop goes wasted. I'm standing now, believe it or not, Lot 2, Dodger Stadium. I am in the center of the first mass vaccination site in the country, and it's managed by LA City Fire. Assistant Chief Wade White has given me exclusive access. I'm standing here now watching this process of procedure, and I got to tell you, it's pretty damn smooth.
Do they have an estimate as to how many people they expect to be able to vaccinate in a day?
Yep. Right now, the way that this is set up, and let's see if I can describe it for you. So when you come in on Lot 2, you're going to go through this zigzag, and the zigzag is designed to sort of suppress the traffic so that the neighborhood isn't really messed up, and it holds about 800 vehicles. Then you come up to a checkpoint, and at the checkpoint, they'll check you in, and then they'll only take 5 vehicles at a time for 3 different lanes, so 15 vehicles, if you will. Those vehicles will drive down, and then they'll be directed into a stall, and in those stalls, they'll hold 5 vehicles, and those vehicles will sit there, and then someone with a cart will come along, and there'll be 3 people at the cart. There's a person that kind of makes sure the traffic flow stays safe and efficient. Then there's a person that will take care of your interview, like ask you questions about allergies and things like that. And then you have the clinician that will actually administer the shot. Then after the 15 minutes are up, because after you get a shot, you have to sit for a minimum of 15 minutes. And then those 5 vehicles leave and the next 5 come in. So what's interesting is that, let's say at the checkpoint, they ask you if you have any known allergies to the shot. And then if you do, then they put a magnetic sign on the top of your vehicle so that you have an additional 15 minutes to wait after you get your shot. It's very well organized. I'm watching it now. They estimate they can do 500 vehicles an hour with the current setup, and they will eventually ramp up to where they can do 12,000 doses per day.
Wow. The hours. This is an issue that I think has been that confuses me. Is why are we not doing this 24 hours a day?
Well, it really right now is a staffing situation. You know, you have to get a bunch of people that are actually trained and authorized to administer the shot, for one. And for two, you know, you've got to be aware of how much you're working people. You know, you've only got so many people that can manage this, and they're going to have to open up multiple sites. They just don't have the bodies right now. It really is a situation with labor. You've got to have enough people that are authorized to give it. You can't work them, you know, 20 hours a day, because then they'll start making mistakes. They'll get fatigued. So they got to be real cognizant of the workload.
How hard is it to shoot somebody up with this thing?
Listen, I mean, to you,
really,
Shannon?
Sitting there in your ivory tower, really?
Well, I'd do it if they wanted volunteers.
Yeah, you can't get through a four-hour shift without, this is rough.
Okay, all right. You don't even do stories that are outdoors anymore.
What do you think I'm at right now?
Yeah, okay. What are the demographics like there?
The demographics?
Yeah, like who's in the vaccine line? Is it a bunch of people that are 80 years old, or what's going on?
Well, right now, remember, we're still in tier one, so it's all medical workers.
Okay.
So these are all people that are frontline medical care workers. Remember, the county itself has got up to 700,000 frontline workers, medical care people that need the vaccine, and we're barely through, 300,000 right now? So the other thing that was revealed in my conversation with Janice Hahn yesterday is that we've barely reached the halfway point with the amount of vaccines that have been distributed. We have a bunch of vaccines still sitting in refrigeration in freezer units that haven't been even used yet.
Steve Gregory has joined us. He is live at Dodger Stadium, where they opened up a massive vaccination site, changing that thing from what was one of the largest testing sites in the country to now one of the largest vaccination sites in the country.
Now, Steve, the state of California said everyone 65 and older can get the vaccine, but L.A. County has its own rules, or what's the deal?
Well, the problem was, as I mentioned before, is that logistically the county wasn't prepared for that decision by the governor. And if you look in the fine print in what the governor's directive is, it basically says, if you are prepared to do so. And we talked to Barbara Ferrer the other day, and she said that the county's not prepared to take on additional people in that tier that they hadn't planned for. Again,
is anyone pressing her on the fact that they've had months to figure this out and to get the bodies that they need to distribute this thing as quickly as possible? What the hell else has she been doing? I mean, she hasn't been outside getting sunlight. She hasn't been having meals. She's been in a room looking at numbers that make no sense. Figure out how to get the vaccine rolled out, for crying out loud.
Well, let me tell you, it's a product of a couple things, Shannon. You've got the logistics part of this equation, you've got the medical part of the equation, and you've got the policy part of the equation. Now, right now, Ferrer's in charge of the medical part of the equation. The logistics part of the equation is coming from the county's Office of Emergency Management. And I'm being told that that is a big problem because they were not prepared for this. They're the ones who are supposed to be planning this. And if you look back over the beginning of the pandemic, who used to be in charge of the Office of Emergency Management for the county?
Sheriff.
The sheriff. What did they do to the sheriff?
They told him to F off.
Right. So regardless your politics or how you feel about the sheriff, the thing you get with the sheriff is the department. And what you get with the department is the experience. And you get the logistics expertise. That doesn't exist now. If you look back historically through all of our different disasters and catastrophes and calamities, you've always had a well-oiled coordination between city and county, and that comes from the Office of Emergency Management. It also comes from each of the agencies' emergency management setups. In this particular case, that's not going on.
Right.
So now
it's
I'm
like
being told,
they know how to get things done. I mean, you're talking about a military type of organizational
right, exactly.
chart, unlike a bunch of bureaucrats in the County Board of Supervisors building that are just sitting there with their... Anyway, go on.
Well, I maintain all along, if you had taken all the politics out of the equation and put the two fire departments in charge, we would probably have more than half of L.A. County vaccinated by now.
Totally.
But let's put that aside for a second. So yesterday, Janice Hahn told me she's got an idea. In Cut A, she tells me what her idea is.
You should have a wait list of people, I'm suggesting 65 and older, who would be able to make it to that site, within an hour or so. And I think that would prevent any possible, throwing away of these doses. I think the public would be so angry if they found out that anybody was throwing away doses of this precious vaccine, which, by the way, we already don't have enough of. So I want to get to the point where we have 100% of the vaccines that have been allotted to LA County, we have gotten in somebody's arm.
So you've heard two things there. That we don't have enough of already. So Ferrer was also blaming the state on the fact that we weren't getting enough doses. Well, I'm being told the reason we're not getting enough doses is because we haven't used the doses we have.
Yeah, that seems to be a common issue throughout the country, is that the counties that are in charge of, you know, with public health departments like ours, they're pointing up above and saying the state's doing it wrong. The states then turn to the federal government and say the federal government's doing it wrong, when in fact it's those lowest, the lowest levels are the ones that are doing it wrong, because they do have doses in freezers ready to go, but they're not being administered because we don't have the infrastructure, we don't have the volunteers, we don't have the medical personnel, we don't have the physical space to do so. And to Shannon's point, like she said a few minutes ago, we've had months to figure this out. If all you did was ask 10 random strangers off the street in July, hey, could you guys come up with a couple of different plans as to how we could administer a vaccine to the most people and the most vulnerable, keeping in mind we need physical space, we need volunteers, we need to have an order in which they go and a notification system, that even 10 morons could scratch together a cocktail napkin's worth of I guess instructions that would be more feasible than what we're dealing with right now.
Right, which leads me to cut B, which was my question to Janice after that.
Is the county hamstrung by the state, or does the county have its own discretion to take care of these things faster?
You know, it's a gray area. It's a gray area. The governor has given us these tiers, but I'm understanding that the county does have some leeway. I think we always wanted to sort of be in alignment with the state and other counties surrounding us so there wouldn't be confusion. But I think now there is confusion. So I think we should loosen up how we're giving this out. And again, we should target people who are 65 and older.
Hey, you know, you do media training for different agencies about how to do press conferences and things. And you know how you often suggest that people should just get right to the content and skip the whole thanking everybody for their cooperation.
Right.
I'd like to thank this agency for cooperating with this agency and Bob and Sharon who worked together. Now I'm understanding why those thank yous happen. Now I'm getting why cooperation between two different entities, in this case we're talking about the county and the state, is so important and so helpful in any sort of arena, because we don't have that with maybe the most important thing that the two have tackled ever. We don't have that cooperation. We don't know who's on first. They don't know what they're doing. They don't know what the specific problems or hurdles that we have to face in LA County are. It's a freaking mess. It's been a mess for months.
Well, I maintain and I stick by it. As long as we have the fire departments, city and county fire departments running everything, we would have been probably more than halfway done by now.
Well, can you stick around for one more segment? Because I do have a couple more questions about all of this.
Let me see if I can get a thumbs up on that. Hold on a second, because I...
Who's it getting a thumbs up from?
Segment? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I can be here. I've been escorted inside to this, and I'm taking up the assistant chief's time, so I have to
No. Go talk to the assistant chief.
Don't.
Come back.
No,
if he gives us anything good.
He already gave me the thumbs up. We're good.
Okay.
All right. I don't want to get you in trouble.
All right.
Well, it's just that, you know, now I'm standing here next to the governor's security detail because he and the mayor are going to be here in a second. And
well, then, no, go deal with those guys. Yeah, we're morons compared to those guys.
Well, I don't want to go that far.
Okay, you're right. We're less important than those people are in terms of what it is that they have to say, okay? So we'll come.
That's fine. If you have other questions, you want to. Oh, we can't squeeze them in. Too late. Okay.
That's all right. Check back in with us, though, and tell us what they say.
Yeah.
Okay, you got it. Take
care,
guys.
Thanks, Steve.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.